Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Right back with you on this Wednesday afternoon. The sad news broke about 24 hours ago at this time. The leader of the Minnesota Vikings, one of the symbols of the Vikings, the greatest captain in Vikings history, the man who never missed a single game during his tremendous football career, the great Jim Marshall, had passed away at the age of 87. And we certainly lauded him yesterday, but we wanted to seek out an individual today to offer more praise for his teammate. So we are incredibly lucky to be joined by one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of this game, by one of the greatest Vikings ever, and a long, long time great friend of Jim Marshall. The fabulous Francis Tarkington is with us. Fran, like all of our guests, he's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. It's been a long, long time, sir, and it's an absolute pleasure to chat with you once again. I wish the circumstances were very, very different. When you first met Jim Marshall, and when people talk about his leadership, Fran, how long did it take you as a rookie to realize that Jim Marshall was different than many other guys in that locker room?
One day, he walked in Bemidji, and we, you know, it was our 1961, and he only weighed, when he walked in, about 210 pounds. He had had some sickness being at the Cleveland Browns, and they put together a packaged deal with him and some other players that came there. But when he came with us, in his 19 years that he played in Minnesota, and I was there 18 years with him, he never missed a game, and he never missed a practice. And the day he walked into our camp, I mean, he was a good-looking guy at 210, great personality. He never had a bad day. He loved doing what he was doing. He didn't have an enemy in the world. He just was a good, good human being. And he set the standard for what a Minnesota Viking should be. Yes, it was 1961. All the kids playing today ought to get a book about him, to learn from him, because he never complained about anything. He never got in an argument about anything. Every offensive tackle he played against was 30, 40 pounds more than he was, maybe 50. He held his own with every one of them. You know, here we were, a new franchise team, which means in the first year the Minnesota Vikings had a team.
Yeah.
The National Football League started in, like, the late 30s. The Bears were in it because the Bears' owner, George Halas, started the National Football League. He was the coach, the the owner and the starter and so forth. But Jim came in the week before we started the regular season, and it was just an aura about him of he loved to play, he loved people, didn't have a bad bone in his part, but he was a great player. He was a great player, and he's not in the Hall of Fame, and that's a disaster. Because if he's not qualified to be in the Hall of Fame, then I'm not qualified to be in the Hall of Fame. Tom Brady's not qualified. Peyton Manning's not qualified to be.
Yeah.
Nobody's qualified to be in the Hall of Fame if Jim Marshall isn't qualified. And that hurt him.
I wrote
letters and called people and this and that. He wanted so bad to be in the Hall of Fame, and he wasn't. And I just hope that everybody there in Canton, Ohio, you know, gets real and puts him in the Hall of Fame. It would, because he should be, not just because he was a good guy. He was a great, great player. He was a great leader. And I think, and I've said this before, he was the most important player in the history of the Minnesota Vikings.
Can you expand on that? Friend, expand on that. Why was he the most important player?
Because everything he did was the right way. He never argued with anybody. He never yelled at anybody. He never missed a practice. He never missed a game. He just was a pure good person who loved being a Minnesota Viking. He loved his teammates.
When we think about when we think about this Ironman streak, Fran, it just seems improbable. It just doesn't seem possible that at that position you could play 282 straight games. There had to be weeks when you as a teammate and other teammates had to think, is this the week? Is this the week when Jim is finally going to miss a game? Or did you just say, I don't care how hurt he is, somehow, some way, I know when we start, whether it's noon, 1 o'clock, Sunday, Monday, he's going to be there.
It never was a question. I never had a question that he would play every game and play him. If he was hurt or injured at some point, which is, he didn't let it, nobody knew. His enthusiasm for every game was the same. At the top. I mean, he was just, I sat in that locker room before a game there at the old stadium and out in Bloomington, and he was right across from me, and he was always, you know, he was grinning, he was laughing, he was quiet, he was loud, but he just couldn't wait to go out there and play. And so if he had a bad day, or I didn't know it, nobody else knew it. Maybe 6 months ago, I'm talking to him. He was really had a lot of health problems, hard to get around. And he said to me, he said, Cisco, he called me Cisco Kid. Why did he call me the Cisco Kid?
Yeah.
Francisco, you know? And I was a Cisco Kid. He said, Cisco Kid. I just want to play one more game. I wish I could play one more game. So I said, Jim, you're not going to play one more game. you can play it in your mind.
Yep.
He was like a kid all of his career. And I say that with great reverence. He was like a kid's enthusiasm. He couldn't wait to get that uniform on. He couldn't wait to go out in the field. He couldn't wait to go to battle. And he never had a bad day. He was a great player every day. Now, I guess he missed a play here and a play there, maybe. I never noticed it. But I said something earlier today. Don't they have a statue of your dad there at the stadium?
They have one down by Target Center and Target Field. It's a great one.
Okay. And they have one for Bud Grant, too, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, Bud Grant. Well, let me tell you, I love your dad, by the way. And let me turn this phone off here.
Yeah.
But
nope.
I love
no problem.
I love your dad, and your dad was a great Viking too. And when I came to Bloomington, Minnesota, 21 years old, come to Minneapolis on the plane in February before the season started, I was just drafted. Your dad was at the bottom of the. We didn't go in right into the airport back in those days. I walked down the steps, and your dad was down there with his microphone and so forth. And since we're talking about Jim Marshall, your dad was equal to Jim Marshall. Your dad was one of the greatest human beings that God ever put on the earth.
Well,
he was a Viking also.
Yeah.
And so I want to put that out there for you, because I never had a better friend than your dad, and he lived, God bless him, to 100 years old, I remember.
At a house that I still view as his, even though he's gone, there's not one picture of you. There's not two pictures of you. There are three pictures of you and my father together. So that'll tell you how much his relationship with you mattered to him.
Oh, I felt it. I felt it my whole time. When can a football player, when we had a defeat, and I'd go to dinner with your dad, and I could tell him this wasn't right, and that wasn't right, and that wasn't right, he never wrote it. I could tell him anything, and he never wrote it. He was the most honorable, great human being. The only one I can compare him to is my father, who had the same stuff that your father had. And I know we're talking about Jim Marshall, we should, and all this.
Yeah.
But while we do this, I want your business or your people listening in. Your dad was as good a Viking as any of us.
Very,
and he didn't
very
play.
Kind of you.
He didn't play, but he was a part. He was in the dressing room before the game, halftime, and after the game.
That doesn't shock me.
It never happened with anybody else in the press. But we totally trusted him. You know why we trusted him? Because he was a great person. He was that. But back to Jim. Jim, you know, he had such a great career, great life. You know, I've cried enough yesterday. I've got over it. I'm going to celebrate, as I have your dad, I'm going to celebrate Jim Marshall for the rest of my life.
That's beautiful.
Because he meant so much to me.
This is the amazing, the great Fran Tarkenton with us. Chad Hartman here with you on CCO. I know you and Bud were extraordinarily close. I know you and Bernsey were very close. You know, when I would see Bud, whether with my father or I would see Bud on his own and he would talk about players, Bud would get very emotional talking about Jim Marshall and what he meant to the team and what Jim Marshall meant to him. And you had to see that. Can you talk about that connection that Bud and Jim Marshall had?
I know it well. I know it well. Bud was not only my coach, the greatest coach I ever played for. He was one of my best friends, and I know he's the best friend of your dad. Bud was just great. I've got pictures of Bud right behind me right now. I'll tell you one thing, and this is Bud. You know, he had he sold memorabilia at his house, and he had those things every year. So he sent me a note with a picture of he and I. And he said, I want to take this picture to my, whatever he called it, outlet at his house.
Oh, the garage sale. Yeah, the garage sale.
The garage sale. Yeah, yep. He had a garage sale. So he had a picture. And I'm looking at it right now. It's he and I, and I'm holding the football, and it's his autograph and my autograph. He said, I want you to, if you would, I'm going to get 200 of these printed for my garage sale, and I want to sell it, and I'll sell it 50-50 with you. Well, I knew it was like, no, 50-50.
Yeah.
So I said, Bud, send me those 200 pictures and I'll sell them. I mean, I'll write on them and you go sell them. And so his girlfriend,
Pat,
I got her on the phone.
Great.
Pat,
yep.
Yeah,
yep.
I said, you tell Bud that I don't want any of his money. And he offered me to go 50-50, so I don't want any of his money, so don't send me money. He said he never would anyway.
I was going to say, once you said that, Fred, you know, sometimes you have to say it multiple times. Right then, Bud said, okay, that's fine.
Yeah. And so Bud and Jim were close. Jim was such a leader. And, you know, Bud came in before I came back from New York.
Yep.
And the first person, he's told me this, he wanted to talk to the players was Jim Marshall. And he wanted to be connected with Jim Marshall because he knew that Jim Marshall was the king of kings, lord of lords in that locker room. And he and Bud were really, really close. And they were a great pair, but they were great people. So yeah, that was good to see. But Jim is, you know, people have asked me questions all day. Did he have a bad day? Did he have a bad game? Not that I know of. I mean, every game was good. Did he ever get beat by an offensive tackle? He played against guys 70 pounds more than he did, some, but he beat them more than he beat them. He's the face of the Vikings. Now you can say, well, Bud Grant's the face of the Vikings. Bud Grant was king of kings. And I had a decent
player. Yeah, I was going to say, you're right in that mix now. You know? Yeah,
but Jim Marshall, I sat across the locker room from him, and he's got his duds on, and I've got my duds on. And I looked over at him, and I'd always walk over to his, across the room, maybe 10 yards, maybe 15 yards. And I'd go and look in his eye, and I said, Jim, every time we got a chance today, and the reason we got a chance today, I know you're going to play great, and you give us a chance. And I felt that way. I didn't play a game in Minnesota or on the road where I didn't have that exchange with Jim Marshall.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And I hope this death of Jim will stir the souls of everybody in Minnesota and bombard the people in Ohio or where the Hall of Fame is and put a word in for Jim Marshall. I don't go back there because Jim Marshall's not there. And if Jim Marshall, they put him in, I'd go back.
I'd celebrate that
time in his death. But I'm not going back unless he gets in.
This was a true thrill. I know it's not an easy day for you. I know so many people reached out. I treasure the words that you've offered up about Jim and my father. Resonated with so many people listening right now. I wish you only the best. Enjoy your day. Celebrate Jim. And I hope we get a chance to bump into each other sometime down the line. Our guy Hagen can maybe set that up, and that'd be great.
It'd be my pleasure, Chad. Good talking to you, and God bless you.
Fran Tarkington, as good as it gets, right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, this will be short. No surprise. We gave Fran plenty of runway, rightfully so. He's Fran bleeping Tarkington. And he's talking about, in his view, the most important Viking ever. Clearly, the captain of this team, this leader of the team, and the most identifiable individuals. Patrick, as usual, had a great column. I was going to get into all of Jim's adventures away from the field.
There was a couple.
And there were some where he was in way more peril than that. I mean, somebody dying than he was in playing Sunday. But we're a bit short on time. A lot of great responses. But this is also typical of where we're at. Fran, oh, my God, no, he's a Republican. Oh, my God, no, he supported Donald Trump. So one of the texters is, oh, Mr. Right Wing, I can't hear him. This is your prism right now from this texter that no matter the subject, by the way, in this case, the most accomplished Viking ever, by far, Fran Tarkington, talking about the person he believes is the most important Viking, when this team dominated this town with Marshall 4 Super Bowls, with Fran 3, telling amazing stories about Jim Marshall, and this person's perspective is, I'm not going to listen because his politics aren't with mine. Honestly, branch out a little bit. I'm not saying you have to support Donald Trump. Clearly, I'm not a big supporter of Donald Trump. But sometimes, in fact, frequently, often, most of the time, subjects have nothing to do with politics, nothing to do with supporting Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or Donald Trump. And you take in Fran Tarkington talking about a man he loved and eloquently explaining that in his inimitable way. And it has zero to do with politics, nothing. Now, this is going to have something to do with politics. Our next conversation, that's the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, on the events yesterday in South Minneapolis. The mayor of Minneapolis is next on CCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yesterday morning, full force of the federal government on display, investigation of a South Minneapolis restaurant, related to drug and money laundering warrants. Along with the federal government, you had MPD and the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office. This is a Mexican restaurant. A number of Hispanics work there. And a lot of people wondered if this was a continuation of what Donald Trump ran on in 2015-16, what he was a part of in his first term, what he ran on pursuing his second term, and now while in his second term, that it was pursuit of those in violation of the immigration laws in our country. The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, is here to answer this. You said yesterday and today, definitively, this was not tied to immigration. For those who are skeptical and believe this was complex, that there was a lot to this, but it was also a warning to those involved with immigration, what do you say to those folks?
The first point that I'll correct, Chad, you had said that we, the MPD, is part of this federal action. We were not. We learned about this action yesterday. I learned about it for the first time as it was taking place, and the chief learned about it just before then.
But you were there for crowd control, just like Hennepin County Sheriff's Office was there.
No, Hennepin County Sheriff's Office was involved generally in the action itself and in the investigation. MPD was not involved in the investigation or the action itself. We learned about it yesterday. And when I heard from the chief, there were, you know, two questions that I had. The first was, is the MPD involved? And the answer is no. Now, we do have an obligation to keep people safe. And when you have a standoff between protesters and federal agents with large guns wearing fatigues that are in a neighborhood that they're not familiar with, dealing with people that they are not familiar with, yes, we have an obligation to keep the peace and to make sure the people are safe. And we stand by that. That is a critical piece.
Okay, were you tempted?
In the action itself? No.
Can I jump in this way? Were you tempted in any way to say to those involved in the federal government who were there, and it wasn't just a few, there were dozens, we have strong differences in immigration. That has been laid out many times. You've decided to conduct this investigation. We believe you should handle not only the investigation, but also the security tied to it.
Of course, that goes through your head. But the other piece that goes through your head is a greater obligation to keep people in our city safe. And you can't abdicate your responsibility to deal with, yes, a very tenuous situation, even one that you don't necessarily want to be part of. And so did we think about it? Did I think about it? Of course, it crosses your mind. But I got a responsibility as mayor to do things to keep people safe in the moment. And the situation that was presenting itself was tenuous at best. And beyond that, again, we were getting quite a bit of intelligence and have continued to get information that this was not an immigration enforcement focused action. As you said, this was an action related to drug trafficking, money laundering, and I believe human trafficking as well. And so, again, I don't know the details because I wasn't part of it. The city has not been part of it. But that is the information that has been shared at this point.
From what you know from Brian O'Hara and his team, when they're involved in investigations on their own, without the federal government, of criminal activity, had they been aware of any sort of suspicion of this nature at this restaurant?
I'm not aware of that, no. I do not have that information.
Let me get you to react to what City Council President Elliot Payne had to say in a number of tweets. We must protect our immigrant neighbors to the fullest extent and hold our leadership accountable when we fall short of that imperative. One thing is abundantly clear. We keep us safe, we will stand up for our neighbors, and we will not tolerate fascist tactics in our city. Were these fascist tactics that took place in the city where you are the mayor?
Let's start with where we have full agreement. We agree with keeping our undocumented neighbors safe. I agree that we should be doing everything possible to recognize that in Minneapolis, these are not illegal aliens. In Minneapolis, we recognize these people as friends and as neighbors. That's where we start from. We have law, ordinances in place, and priorities that are all built around making sure that everybody in our city feels protected. Now, obviously, we have a federal government, and specifically Donald Trump, that is insisting on stoking fear and chaos. We've seen the way they have handled immigration enforcement. And to be very clear, I stand with our undocumented neighbors. What I don't do is put information out, or we try not to make statements when we don't have accurate information. Look, if in fact the information that we've got is true, and I don't have reason to dispute it at this point, if this is about human trafficking / drug enforcement, drug trafficking and money laundering, I'm not for those things. You know, I don't have details beyond that. But look, we do work with our federal partners on solving solving murders. I'm against murder. I don't think that's like a crazy position to take. I'm against sex and human trafficking. I'm against money laundering, you know, and so you're not allowed to do that. That's against the law. If that's what they're working on, yeah, I agree with those things. That does not amount to fascism. Now, I'll tell you where I do have a problem. I do have a problem in the way that they handled it. They're coming in with these, you know, militarized vehicles, you know, looks like it's out of Afghanistan or something. And you've got the fatigues on, you got these large guns. That obviously stokes fear. And I understand why that stokes fear. Because, I mean, at this point, Trump has created an environment of understandable concern and an atmosphere of distrust. And so I get why people are concerned. When I first learned about it, I had the same concerns myself. And it's important for leaders in the city and beyond to say, all right, let's get the facts. Let's learn about what exactly is happening here so that we can respond in a way that keeps people safe as possible.
Those who want to defend how the federal agents arrived, and they say, we don't know what we might be in for. We have to prepare for uncertainty. We have to prepare for concern. We have to prepare for potential danger. When they offer that up, and when you've said you're concerned about how they arrived, how do you try to arrive at an understanding of what they offer up in this case and the skepticism you're providing?
I don't pretend to be an expert in how to conduct drug trafficking investigations. I'm not. I do understand, however, what has a pretty dramatic impact on a community that has already been through a whole lot. And in many cases, the last time they've seen some of these heavy vehicles on the street was, you know, after George Floyd's murder during the trial. And so that has an impact on people that may be beyond the simple purpose of investigation and the potential concern that they might have. Again, I don't know the specifics of this investigation, yeah, to be very clear. And so I really can't comment on that because, again, we weren't part of it. You know, I have a whole lot of people that have said, oh, well, you know, can you tell me why there was both, you know, DEA, ATF, FBI, and at least one ICE individual there?
Because, can I jump in on that?
No, I can't tell you that. Yeah.
Because people are going to say, if it has nothing to do with an immigration raid, let's use that buzzword, why was there somebody from ICE arriving on the scene?
I can't answer that question. That would be a question that would be best directed to the feds. And so I'm not even going to try to. I mean, of course, I've heard that there's a level of there's a number of these different agencies that are deployed, that are working together in some form. I am aware that, you know, ICE does more than immigration related work. I have been told that HSI has traditionally, under multiple administrations, conducted operations related to drug trafficking. But again, this is just what, you know, you have been told and what you learn. I do not know what was going on with this specific investigation because we weren't involved in it.
This is the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, talking about the event, South Minneapolis restaurant yesterday. When something like this is going to take place, with the number of people and the number of federal agencies represented in the city of Minneapolis, do you believe they should have given some sort of heads up to Brian O'Hara and his team? Or are you okay with the amount of time, the information Brian O'Hara had yesterday?
I mean, I think there's a greater question is do you want there to be coordination up front with the feds or not? And we do work with the feds, again, on a number of very important criminal-related issues. We're working with the feds right now on Operation Safe Summer. We're working with them. We're working with the county, with MnDOT, or Metro Transit, et cetera. But we've made very clear that we do not work with ICE on immigration enforcement issues, the federal enforcement. We stand by that. And so this wasn't one of those. And so, you know, I can't speak to what is the time frame necessary, given that we weren't involved.
If you were more on the same legal page as the administration involving immigration, do you think you and Brian O'Hara would have received more of a heads up yesterday?
Perhaps. I guess I can't really speculate as to the answer on that question. Obviously, when there is more trust between governments, then there's more coordination on different issues. We are adamantly opposed to the way that the Trump administration handles immigration-related issues. We love our immigrant neighbors. We support them. We want to do everything we can to stand by them. And this, you know, practice of ripping families apart and sending them away to a foreign country without due process, no. We don't tolerate that, and certainly we do not work with ICE on these immigration enforcement issues. Also, I'll tell you, there's another reason why we don't work with them, which is just, is a one of priority. I want our police officers working on violent crime. I want our police officers stopping homicides and murders. I want them preventing carjackings from happening and arresting the perpetrators of those crimes when they do happen. You know what I don't want them spending a minute on? I don't want them spending a minute on hunting down a father who just dropped his kid off at daycare, is about to go work a 12-hour shift, who happened to be from Ecuador, and that's the only thing that he, quote-unquote, did wrong. And so I don't – why? You know, because it's not helpful for the safety of the city to do something like that. I need to have the limited resources that we have focused on keeping people safe. And by the way, our officers are doing a great job at that.
I have, I've got
to mention the plug, the crime is down.
Okay.
And it continues to be.
It's down, but there have been some violent, well-publicized incidents and fatalities of late that concern people. So tell me more about this latest proposal and why people should feel more confident about downtown and all of Minneapolis because of what you're trying to do.
I'm not totally certain what you mean by the latest proposal.
Operation Safe Summer.
Oh, sure. Yeah, so Operation Safe Summer, this is something that is now, I believe, in its fourth year. It is a partnership with a number of different departments, a number of different jurisdictions, to get ahead of some of these violent issues before they get hot, before it gets hot, like literally and figuratively. And look, we have made some progress over the last several months, as has been pointed out. You know, homicides are down, shootings are down, carjackings are down, you know, but as you correctly mentioned, it's fragile. Yes, we have seen violent incidents take place. Nobody should shy away from that. It just means that we got to keep working. There are many reasons. I've talked about this. There are many causes for crime going up, many causes for it going down. It would be irresponsible of me to say, hey, if we do this thing, then we're not going to have any more shootings. You know, that would be completely irresponsible given the number of legal and illegal guns that can come into the city. And at the same time, we got a job to do. And so these officers in these different jurisdictions are working very hard to proactively get guns off the street, make arrests of the perpetrators of some of these violent crimes, and make sure that we're working together with the community and getting it done. And so this is a good program. Is it going to solve everything? No. I'd be lying to you if I said it would, but we are making progress, and that's the reality.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.